Kertov, Shavua Tov. On Friday, we mentioned the machlok as an important disagreement between Tosfos and the Rambam, whether Sfirat HaOmer nowadays is a biblical mitzvah or only a rabbinic mitzvah. Tosfos is of the opinion that since nowadays we never brought the Omer on the second day of Pesach, so when the Torah speaks about counting the Omer, it says after you bring the Korban to Omer on the second day of Pesach, count 49 days. But Tosfos is of the opinion, we didn't bring the Korban to Omer this year, and therefore the counting we're doing cannot be a biblical mitzvah, it's only a rabbinic mitzvah, Zechel Mikdash, remembering what we had when the Beis HaMikdash was around. The Rambam disagrees, the Rambam thinks that nowadays, even though we don't have the Korban to Omer, we didn't bring any sacrifice on the second day of Pesach, it's still going to be a biblical mitzvah and a biblical fulfillment of counting the Omer. Now, it seems very academic, but one very relevant nafkmina implication, something that happens almost every day in our shul, and that is when is the earliest time that one can count Sfiras HaOmer? So if you daven Mincha Ma'ariv normally at the Zman, you're also going to be counting what's called Bein HaShmashos, after sunset, but before nightfall. So that period in Halacha, it's a doubt. We don't know whether it's day or night. It's a Safik Yom, Safik Laila. Is it day or night? We're not sure. So the general rule is, in cases of doubt, if something is a rabbinic mitzvah, you could be lenient in cases of doubt. If something is a biblical mitzvah, you cannot be lenient in cases of doubt. So this sounds like it would be a classic machlokes between Tosfos and the Rambam. Tosfos writes, since the whole mitzvah of counting the Omer is only a derabanan, so you can count in this twilight period, you can count in Bein HaShmashos, it's only a rabbinic mitzvah, and therefore you can be lenient in a place of doubt. The Rambam will be of the opinion, however, that no, since it's a biblical mitzvah, you have to be strict, and you can't count when it's a place of doubt. You have to wait till nightfall. So how do we paskin? So Shulchan Aruch writes, Me'ikra Din, according to the strict letter of the law, you can be maker like Tosfos, and you can count in the period called Bein HaShmashos. He does write, it's commendable if one can count after nightfall, to be yotzei, to fulfill all the opinions, it is better. However, just one practical advice, if you're davening here at Mincha Ma'ariv, and you want to be strict at the count later, you have to actually make sure you're going to count later on. Often, you're davening Mincha Ma'ariv, and you want to count later on, so you're trying to be strict and fulfill all the opinions, and you're going to lose out because you're not going to be able to count. You're going to forget to make the bracha, and you're going to count the next day without a bracha. So, if one wants to be strict and to count after nightfall, one has to make sure he has a good reminder. But again, the strict law of the law is that we go like Tosfos, and everyone can count lechatchila during Bein HaShmashos, since it's only a rabbinic mitzvah. Have a good day.